made easy. Today we are expanding our Italian vocabulary and learning other ways to say mi piace, I like, in Italian. Iniziamo! Ciao, sono Margherita, your host, and of course the most basic way to say I like in Italian is mi piace. We are going to use mi piace when we talk about liking one single thing. Mi piacciono instead when it is more than one thing. So for example, I would say mi piace la carne, I like meat. Mi piacciono le carni, I like meats. So I am going into the plural form when I use mi piacciono. But today we are not just talking about mi piace. We are covering 7 ways to express likes in Italian, other than just using mi piace or mi piacciono. The first one is mi fa impazzire. Mi fa impazzire means it drives me crazy. For example, mi fa impazzire il gelato al cioccolato. Chocolate ice cream drives me crazy. The second way is adoro, adoro. Adoro means I adore. Notice here that in Italian we do not have to put the I there, the subject. We can say io adoro, so I adore, or we can use adoro on its own, adoro. It is actually more common in spoken language to not hear the subject, adoro, on its own. For example, adoro la pizza margherita. I adore margherita pizza. 3. Amo. Amo means I love. Amo leggere libri di avventura. I love reading adventure books. 4. Sono appassionato or appassionata di. So we are going to use appassionato with an O at the end if we are speaking as a male. If I'm speaking as a female, I will use an A at the end. That is because the word appassionato on its own is an adjective, and adjectives change based on gender and number with the nouns they refer to. So for me, I would say sono appassionata di. For example, sono appassionata di cucina italiana. I am passionate about Italian cuisine. 5. Vado pazzo or vado pazza. So again, we are changing that ending depending on whether we are talking as a male or a female. Per. For myself, sono pazza per. I am crazy about. Vado pazza per il calcio. That means I am crazy about soccer. 6. Number 6. Ho un debole per. Ho un debole per means I have a soft spot for. Ho un debole per il caffè. I have a soft spot for coffee. Number 7. Apprezzo molto. In English, I appreciate a lot. For example, we can say apprezzo molto la tua amicizia. I appreciate your friendship a lot. So to recap, the most basic way to say I like something in Italian is mi piace or mi piacciono. However, we have many other ways to express our likes in Italian. The first one is mi fa impazzire. It drives me crazy. Adoro, I adore. Amo, I love. Sono appassionato or appassionata di. I am passionate about. Vado pazzo o pazza per. I am crazy about. Ho un debole per. I have a soft spot for. And the last one. Apprezzo molto. I appreciate a lot. Benissimo. Now, if this episode was helpful, can you rate and review so that we can help more and more Italian learners learn other ways to express likes in Italian? Thank you for spending some time with me today. Grazie mille e ci sentiamo di nuovo settimana prossima, giovedì prossimo. Ciao!